probably problematic.
No, it's all problematic.
I have a weird like ethos where I try not to work for money. Mm. I have to believe in whatever I'm doing that is work, which is what gravitated me towards comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, comedy's good. At least like I'm not harming the environment as much as I think I probably am not. I'm making someone's life maybe a little bit better. At the end of the day, give them something to think about, give them something laugh about, give them something to care about, you know.
That's good.
Those are the end goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and your ideology is you're trying to bring love and peace and joy to the world, and I think you're accomplishing it.
Well, I hope so. I have to try.
We all have to try.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be lazy bones all the time.
Well, we thought people have different paths. This is my path. The way I put it, I'm a forensic theologian. I'm going to pick apart religions the way you pick apart, you know, dead bodies to see where the disease is. I hope that's not offensive to anyone to say that, but
No.
I'm going to delve into religions and governments, and for this you need rubber gloves and galoshes.
Oh yeah,
it's a bloody path.
Well, I mean, especially when you look at the concept of religion and governments and how they intersect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's brutal almost every time, but it's like it seems to me like, and I'm not like a super religious person, but it seems to me like a lot of religions like get co-opted by governments to do evil of men.
I think almost all of them. I was thinking about that, I guess yesterday, that almost every one of them, you know, how can I speak about them without offending them? You know, I think I'm saying some guy really had religious experiences. He experienced the love and the miracles and all that. But then the next guy that came along after him, some king or some money got hold of him. You know, that's often how it happens. Like
it gets co-opted.
In the case of Paul the Apostle, for instance.
Okay, yeah, let's go with it.
And also the early church fathers. Same thing. They completely tailored the religion to make people obey.
Well, expand on that, because there's things like we just had Halloween happen, mm-hmm. and Halloween was a pagan holiday, you know, and it's still vastly celebrated in America, you know, which is kind of I'm not gonna say America's a theocracy, but like you're not gonna get be an elected official most of the time in the Midwest if you're not a Presbyterian or like a Methodist, like that, like maybe Episcopal or Catholic.
I know.
You know.
Well,
so it's like
yeah,
like Halloween, the entire country celebrates it, and it's a cash cow for certain industries. So it's like, you look at the overlap of all of those things. Very fascinating, especially with Christmas, which was originally a pagan holiday. You know, and it's just, everything gets rewritten. History is written by the winners. It's your field of study is just incredibly fascinating.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad. That makes me happy. That's mean you won't be tired of me talking on and on sometimes.
No, keep going. I just wanted to chime in so that I could give you like help you with some directions.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Where were we though? What's wrong with the New Testament? All the religions get hijacked by money interests soon after the original prophet dies off, and people worshiping the written word, that idea that something is written and it is perfect and you have to obey it no matter what, that's had very bad results, always.
There's no such thing as perfection. And that's kind of the beauty of humanity, is that we all see through different lenses. We all experience things a different way. I can look at you and tell you something and you can perceive it in a different way because that's your lens. You know, so it's like, it gets very difficult to discern reality from not necessarily fantasy, but like your lens. So like, that's why it's hard when people try to be like, you didn't tell me the truth. No, I did. You just perceived my interpretation differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, the study that I'm making, it's facts only as far as the New Testament. I'm just saying which things he did not say that are in there. And they, you know, the only way they can dispute it is to show me a different version of the Bible, more recent, that, you know, emphasizes Paul's doctrines. Christopher's telling me something. I guess I don't understand sign language very much.
Oh, no, I just opened the door to make sure that the band knew they could walk in. I didn't think it was like a
you weren't telling me to leave.
No. So Paul, was Paul the same as Saul?
Yes, he was the same as Saul. First, his name was Saul, and then after he had his big conversion experience, he changed his name to Paul. I think he said that voice, he claims he heard a disembodied voice. Who he was is he was persecuting Christians. He was a soldier priest person, and he was actually killing Christians. He says in there that he was present when Stephen was stoned, the first martyr. So it said, he says that they laid their garments at the foot of a young man. While they were stoning Stephen, they laid their garments at the foot of the young man who had ordered it, which was Saul. And so then he goes on this journey to go round up more Christians to put in prison. And he's near Damascus, and he says he hears a disembodied voice and sees a bright light.
But Paul never knew Jesus.
No,
right?
Never.
But he wrote the Bible.
Practically, yeah. He wrote, I would say, two-thirds of it almost, you know, so more than half.
In an era where people were tripping balls accidentally through ergot or through...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be skeptical of it. I'm just like, it's interesting. That an era where, you know, there wasn't really the same concept of medicine, didn't really know a lot of things. Would hear voices. Maybe he ate a mushroom salad.
They'll hear voices.
Well, you have a beautiful voice, and I'd love to keep hearing it.
Oh, I think I'll sit down.
Yeah.
Get comfortable with my wonderful people out there. I don't know who they are, but they if they're like all the people I've met out on Haight Street and at the Rose Bowl swap meet and everywhere I've been, then they're cool.
Oh, yeah. They'll be here soon. I was just going to hang out until they got here. So back to Paul and Saul. That's kind of interesting to me that, like, you know, you hear a voice and you change your name and then you start writing things. Like, where was Paul getting the information?
From Revelation. He makes the point that he didn't get any of his stuff from anybody who knew Jesus. He makes sure you know about that. Like, and he did. He visited three of the actual apostles, I mean disciples, who knew Jesus, who walked with him. John, Peter, and James. James is supposedly Jesus' biological brother, half-brother, if you will. He didn't like them. And they disagreed, and they had an argument, like, in front of a room full of people, some of it. He told everybody, oh, don't listen to Peter.
Would that be the book of the arguments?
It's the book of Acts. The book of Acts is written by Paul's traveling companion, his physician, Luke, who also never met Jesus. And he wrote the book of Luke, one of the Gospels. And the other book in the Gospels, the first one to be written, is written by Mark, who is another traveling companion of Paul. And so that's why you end up with doctrines from Paul, which he wrote soon after Jesus lived. And then they came, well, I don't know exactly when he wrote them, but it was way before they wrote the Gospels. Gospels were written after the letters of Paul. And then in the letters of Paul, you've got the bread and wine thing, you know, the my blood, you're drinking my blood and all that. Paul was the first one to put that in there.
Sounds like a crazy game of telephone.
It's worse than that. It's oligarchs trying to gain power over the populace and building a religion that's not based on kindness the way Jesus talked. It's based on, he changed the whole, he disagreed with the other disciples. He didn't live where they lived. He just met them about twice. And he changed the whole concept of what Jesus taught. Jesus taught, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah.
In this is all the law and all the prophets. One size fits all. You can ignore. He didn't say you can ignore it, but he said if you do this, you're fulfilling all of that. And so Paul makes it not about that. He makes a point. No, it's not what you do. Kind words, kind deeds are not going to save you. You are condemned. You're condemned because Adam ate the fruit and Eve gave it to him. And therefore, she is to blame. And that's why the women should have power over their head by their husband. They should obey their husband in everything. He wrote that.
See, I always looked at it as like the Adam and Eve metaphor. I looked at it as like a metaphor because it's the concept that God created these two people and the woman betrayed it. But if you look at it from the concept of from a metaphor standpoint, it was God couldn't have power over these two people because they had created a child.
What?
That's eating the apple.
I don't know. I think the whole thing is a huge mistranslation from the Anunnaki tablets. I believe in the Anunnaki tablets. I don't know. I can't prove it. You know, I guess I feel
so
like...
Could you expand on that?
Yeah, I could. that's another whole thing. Evidently there are Sumerian clay tablets in cuneiform, which are copies of more ancient tablets which had been etched on lapis plates. And these allegedly, according to these cuneiform tablets, they were written by space people who came to the Earth to try to get minerals. And they didn't like digging for the minerals, and so they're called the Anunnaki, and they allegedly come from a planet, Nibiru, which has an elliptical orbit and only comes near us every 3,600 years or something like that. I'm not saying for people to believe this. I'm just saying I kind of, in my heart, that's what I do. I believe that. I don't believe the Adam and Eve story the way it is in Genesis. I believe that Moses had a copy of these cuneiform tablets, and somebody just changed it all to that. I don't know why, how.
As a comedian, everything is up to interpretation. You know, I've gotten heckled, I've gotten booed, I've been all over the spectrum. I've gotten people to laugh just because they interpreted it the same way that I did. So that's kind of the art of comedy. You get on stage, you say some words, hopefully affect some part of your audience, but everyone's going to take home a different thing. You know, and so like that's why like these ancient scripts are kind of weird to me because it's like a game of telephone. Like up until I think the 1700s or 1800s, well, they weren't even in English.
They couldn't translate them until quite recently. This guy named Zachariah Sitchin somehow figured it out. I don't know how he did that. At first they didn't know, but they have thousands of these tablets, you know, like financial records and just everything. But yeah, I do. I believe that. Partly because of a dream I had once. I know that has something to do with why I so easily believe that story. It said that they enhanced our DNA, and the first man that they made with the enhanced DNA, his name was Adam. Adamu, it says. And then it goes on to talk about how they cloned him or something. And they made more and more, and they had to figure out how to make them reproduce, and the whole story is there. It's in great detail. It's really amazing. The Diary of Enki.
So who is Enki?
Enki it is the original astronaut. According to these tablets, there were two brothers out there, you know, in space. Enki decided to come to Earth to look for these minerals. Gold, actually, is what they were looking for. Not as a financial thing, but it says that their planet was messed up and they needed gold dust around their atmosphere to deflect the sun's rays or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to be teaching that, but it is important because it makes sense more than this Adam and Eve thing where, you know, and in the Adam and Eve thing, even in that, God does not condemn all mankind. Paul made that up. He made that up out of whole cloth. It just says he kicks out Adam and Eve. He doesn't say all mankind is condemned. He tells Eve, you know, she's going to raise children in sorrow and stuff like that. And he tells Adam he's going to till the earth. But, you know, That's not, this story doesn't do anything to make people be kind. That's how I separate scriptures. Has it made people mean or has it made them kind? You know, it's made, this one has made them real mean. This whole thing about people are no good and we all need to pay for our sins and, you know, it's okay to be dominated by someone. I don't know.
Well, we should look at the general principle is mostly don't be a dick.
Yeah, that's it. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we do that. We don't want to be that. I'm trying to clean up my language, the way. Yeah. No, that's okay. It's just I hang out with street kids and I talk like a sailor normally.
And I know.
But I don't want to do that on the radio, you know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but if my friends do it, that's not the end of the world. I mean, that's how we talk. That's how poor people talk.
You know what you just did?
What?
Forgiveness.
Yeah, it's forgivable.
That's an act of forgiveness.
They don't mean anything by it. They're not trying to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And that, I believe the God thing, I call it the God thing, because, you know, when I say the word God, I don't want people to conjure this idea of this big old bearded guy who's real mean and will punish you and everything they've been taught, you know. They don't like gods. They're sick and tired of gods. God's sick and tired of gods.
Could you imagine being God? It would just get so tedious.
I don't know about that.
You for everything all day. It's like, imagine, okay, you're God. I guess you don't sleep. Wake up. But if you do sleep, you wake up and your email box is just slammed. And you're just trying to pick away. And at a certain point, you're just like, you know what? F it. I'm just, you guys do your own thing for a minute. I'm going to go. And then COVID happens.
I get the impression that there are many persons involved. I don't know how to say this. I guess I believe in angels. I really do. And I think...
Got one looking at you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Actually, that happened. That did. I'll have to tell you about that. I've been having these experiences where I feel like angels come to me through people.
That's probably a thing.
Yeah, and last week or so, a couple weeks ago, I had this person hold me in their arms, and like I had wished my mother to hold me, because I was separated from a mother, someone good taking care of me when I was 1.5, and I went back out to all this memory, and I started crying, and later I realized, wait a minute, that person, they were, an angel entered into them for that moment. That's what I thought. And this happened several times. Like,
You just got to be cognizant of it. You just got to look around you. There's all sorts of miracles happening all the time. Like, I have a comedy bit that I do about faith.
Yeah.
And how much faith it takes to cross the street.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say that anyone pays attention to any of those lines or symbols.
Olivier, one of my drummer friends. Come on in here, Olivier. I guess you're going to be interviewed since you're the only one here. They didn't show up. No. About 5 people said they were coming and they haven't shown up. But we're having a good time.
Good.
Yeah, I better hold it. I'm on the air. Yeah, hey, Olivier, you want
to,
well, I don't know if you're ready.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to get my...
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. Yes. He's one of the musicians at the drum circle. He plays the flute, the drums, and the didgeridoo. Hey, bring that, because that's good by itself, too. The didgeridoo is amazing, but it's so amazing with the drums. Oh, my gosh. I don't know where these drummers are, man. Maybe, I don't know, having lots of drummers over here isn't going to work too well. I must make a recording and play the recording. And I will be playing some classic rock when I figure out how to do all that. And so you guys won't have to listen to me the whole time. But I'm having a very good time doing this. I really like to talk. And when I get on a roll, you know, my brain just keeps going. It's like writing. That's how it is to write. The thoughts just keep coming. And I didn't know I could do it, you know, without a script or rehearsing or anything. But I can. It's working. I'm glad, because it's hard to prepare lots of things like that. It would take up your time instead of writing books and finishing my other projects. Yes, so, and here's Christopher again. He's come back from outside.
I was letting the drummers know where to set up, and they're all loading it.
Oh, good, good. I feel confident because you're here. My electronic phobia.
I get it. It's overwhelming. I mean, I've been working in radio for 20 years.
Mm.
You don't need to work.
Yeah, I know. I'll get it. It's like riding a bicycle, right? Once you learn...
Once it looks complicated because there's so many things, but at the end of the day, it's much like life.
Yeah.
It depends. Everything depends on the way that you look at it. Because a lot of things, you know, you look at this board, and there's so many options.
I don't know what any of these buttons do except just three or four of them.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I don't need to know the others.
So it's like if you look at like any aspect of life. You only need to know a small percentage of it.
That's right. Well. And you say the same stuff over and over, too. That's what they do. Oh, I let my secret out, you guys. I'm sorry.
I
was real worried about that. If I said something one time, is it okay if I say it again? You know, because I kind of have a heart song that, you know, an elevator speech. I talked with literally thousands of people, one by one.
Well, I never do the same comedy bit twice.
Really?
Never. Mm. Because that's just not who I am. It's like I come up with an idea and I think it's funny, and if someone records it, then up.
Oh, hi. Hi. Hey, you and he. All right, we've got to. All right, well, right there. I'll let him help you. Wait. Or else maybe he can talk and I can help you. We're going to make a circle with the chairs. Yes, Richard is here. He's wonderful. From a long time at the drum circle, and he's an activist. He's done some major things, helped feed thousands and thousands of people at the Occupy, and he has arrived. He showed up. Olivier showed up. Olivier comes from Paris, and he and I both speak French, which I'm sure we'll try to show off. Where is he? I'm looking. Hi, Olivier. Hey, bonjour, bonjour. Come over here if you get a chance. I want to show off my French. Although, if anybody really speaks it well, it's going to sound really kind of funny to them, probably. I make really stupid mistakes.
Well, I'm glad to be here with you.
Human,
Can we hear him? Can we hear him? Is this? Oh, yeah, this microphone's working. Yeah, I'm glad you're here. This is wonderful. And you got the didgeridoo?
Drum.
Okay, get a little closer.
Yeah, a didgeridoo, a drum, African djembe, a small one.
Oh.
And a flute.
Nice. Oh.
And
a
silver flute.
Oh, I sure appreciate it, you guys coming all the way out here for this, for the grand opening of Peace Drums Radio. Yeah, it does sound good. That's the first time I've ever said it. Peace Drums Radio. Oh, my God. Well, you're stuck in your jacket. He can't get the zipper down on his jacket. Well, and they're out there arranging microphones and putting the chairs in a circle. And I know more drummers will show up. Wait, is one already? Oh, there's another person here already. Let me see who that is. Who is that? I can't tell who that is. Hello. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Marco, what's your name again? Oh, nice to see you. Yes, oh, I'm so glad you're here. You look so nice. He's got a beautiful jacket on of many colors, Native American designs, kind of orange and beige and cream colored. The orange looks like it's glowing. It's got red and orange. Well, good. We're going to have a drum circle.
How long is the radio?
You know, I don't know. I've been involved with it since Diamond Dave brought me in here about, I don't know, 5 years ago. So I was on that show, and then I was with Rachel at Always Free. I actually ran that show for a couple months myself. Even though I don't know how to do all this stuff, I somehow got through. And this show, this is the very first day. Yes.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Holy Patrick, namaste. Every Monday at 6 p.m., it's Joke Workshop, streaming live on MutinyRadio.fm. Lift the veil from your third eye on joke creation and what it takes to be a stand-up comic in the five shakhasanas of San Francisco's comedy scene. This all-ages open mic invites pre-sign by Venmoing $2 to $5 at Mutiny Radio. Join us live for a small and special audience at the Mutiny Radio Studio and Gallery Performance Space, 2781 21st Street at Florida Street in the deep, deep, deep Mission every Monday at 6 p.m. Does my ponytail look cool? Thank you. Namaste.
Tuesday used to be the most unlikely night for fun.
But every week at 6 p.m., come to OMG's Tuesday Open Mic.
And see comics work out new material for free! For free!
They get your Tuesday night party on with 2-for-1 well drink specials during the 6 to 8 p.m. show.
Check out Eventbrite to reserve your free seat every Tuesday, 6 p.m.
at OMG on Savory 6th Street.
Savory 6th Street. Show up to go up.
Yee-hoo!
The best barbecue in San Francisco and free comedy? Come get messy with the sauce every Wednesday, 7 p.m. at Baby Blues Barbecue at 3149 Mission Street, just past Cesar Chavez. Hilarious Bay Area stand-up comics, amazing smoked meats, and $5 cans of standard deviant brew. This neighborhood gym is a bizarre and fun weekday night treat with free comedy to tickle your ribs. Join your friends from Mutiny Radio every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at Baby Blues Barbecue. Reserve your free tickets on Eventbrite to let us know you're coming to laugh.
Yee-hoo!
Hey, kids! It's your pal, Spider-Man! Sorry, Spider-Man! Mortimer Spider-Man. When I'm not swinging through the senior facility, besting Mysterio at Boggle, or getting beautifully plowed by the Rhino, I'm headed down to Mutiny Radio at the corner of 21st and Florida. They got some schlemiels doing the laugh laugh. But hey, don't be a schmuck and donate $2 to $5 on... Hold on, what is this? Let me get my glasses. The print's too small. Venmo? That's not real. What is that, Swedish? You knew that, right? This is in San Francisco. I'm drowning on. It's nap time.
The year is 2023.
Oh, I wish that laughter had value and the unexpected laugh was priceless. Worry not. True Entertainment has brought us a savior in WhosThatLive.com. Oh, finally, an escape from the apocalyptic nightmare I live in.
You can go to WhosThatLive.com and buy comedy tickets. And you're in a raffle, I guess.
True Productions.
Weekly comedy at the best neighborhood bar in the city. Join your friends from Mutiny Radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. at the bar on Dolores at 29th and Dolores. Starting after any very important sports game that might happen to be on, you're guaranteed a night of laughter for free. And when paired with the drink specials and the nicest bartender in San Francisco, it'll become a Thursday ritual. Show up to go out for comics, and please reserve your free tickets on Eventbrite so we know you're coming to laugh.
There is happy hour is when the comedy is the cheapest.
Happy hour, the most free 2 hours of hour-long comedy on the radio and internet streaming live. 2781 21st Street. Come down, be in the audience.
Dog friendly.
We are. Mutiny Radio is absolutely dog friendly. Ooh, a dog party. Ain't no party like a dog party. Dog party at Mutiny Radio.
Every Friday, dog party at Mutiny Radio. Happy hour.
2781 21st Street. Happy hour. Mutiny Radio. .fm. Here in .sf.
Calling all crusties, punks, and posers. Pick your posteriors up off the pavement. Pack up your pins and patches and prepare to party. The Pacific Northwest Vest Fest returns this Saturday only at the SeaTac Expo Center. Whether you're a leather lover or just a denim demon, if you're looking to dress to impress for less, do not stress. You'll find all the best in pre-distressed vests right here at the Pacific Northwest Vest Fest. With over 40 vendors selling countless crossover styles, you'll find the perfect thing for your scene. Metal, thrash, Walmart, high-vis, and everything in between. All in one place. One day only. Unless it's a jacket. If you need a jacket, take your square ass somewhere else. Never pay for fabric you don't need. Ditch the sleeves, but save the rest for the Pacific Northwest Fest Fest this Saturday only at SeaTac. Bring a can of PBR, get it half price.
Daddy, Daddy, what are we going to do today?
At 2 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon?
Oh, over there at the parklet in front of Atlas Cafe for Titans of Comedy.
That's Titans of Comedy. Apparently, they've got great sandwiches, cafe drinks, and even some of my favorite beverages, like beer, wine, and sangria. All the things I drink to forget your mother.
My new Uncle Blake says you smell like a brewery.
What did I say about interrupting me? Anywho, right here on 20th and Alabama in the Deep Mission, paired with tasty comedy from Bay Area's favorite comics.
For free!
Every Saturday, or at least the two Saturdays a month that the court mandates I have to see you.
It's sunshine! And even in a drizzle, but not too much. Hey, Daddy, remember after soccer practice when it was raining and you didn't come?
I really don't. Anywho.
The ticket was the freezer's reservations
on Eventbrite. Fucking public schools.
In a tri-level dual world of stand-up comedy, laughter has value and the unexpected laugh is priceless. Who is that live.com comedy? Local shows on sale now. Everyone that purchases a ticket will automatically be entered into a true drawing. Who wants to focus on the genre of stand-up comedy? And those that go to whoisthatlive.com for upcoming shows.
Dada Wednesday.
Join us on a Dada journey
Wednesdays.
Into the absurd.
Dada Wednesday.
Dada Wednesday.
Dada Wednesday.
Radio Havana.
Dada Wednesday.
1109
Dada
Valencia.
Wednesday.
At 22nd.
Dada Wednesday.
In San
Dada
Francisco.
Wednesday.
The Wyatt
Dada Wednesday.
Act. Improv.
Dada Wednesday.
Comedy music.
Dada
live.
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Dada.
From 7 p.m.
Dada Wednesday.
To 10 p.m.
Dada Wednesday.
Out.
San Francisco, Mutiny Radio, San Francisco. It's 6 o'clock, everybody. You're listening to MutinyRadio.fm in .sf. We're here for the happy hour. Yay! The happiest hour of two.
San Francisco Food Bank. The San Francisco Food Bank relies on volunteers like you to help sort, package, and distribute healthy food.
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it ships and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand.
Flat Black Plastic, Mutiny Radio, .fm.
Money, get you some. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
tell you about the destruction of all the evil that will have to end.
Check, check, check. Yes, this is the good one.
Yeah.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Homie Patrick, namaste. Every Monday at 6 p.m., it's Joke Workshop, streaming live on MutinyRadio.fm. Lift the veil from your third eye on joke creation and what it takes to be a stand-up comic in the five shakhasanas of San Francisco's comedy scene. This all-ages open mic invites pre-sign by Venmoing $2 to $5 at Mutiny Radio. Join us live for a small and special audience at the Mutiny Radio Studio and Gallery Performance Space, 2781 21st Street at Florida Street in the deep, deep, deep Mission every Monday at 6 p.m. Does my ponytail look cool? Thank you. Namaste.
Tuesday used to be the most unlikely night for fun.
But every week at 6 p.m., come to OMG's Tuesday Open Mic.
And see comics work out new material for free. For free.
They get your Tuesday night party on with 2-for-1 well drink specials during the 6 to 8 p.m. show.
Check out Eventbrite to reserve your free seat every Tuesday, 6 p.m.
at OMG on Savory 6th Street.
Savory 6th Street. Show up to go up.
Yee-hoo!
The best barbecue in San Francisco and free comedy? Come get messy with the sauce every Wednesday, 7 p.m. at Baby Blues Barbecue at 3149 Mission Street, just past Cesar Chavez. Hilarious Bay Area stand-up comics, amazing smoked meats, and $5 cans of standard deviant brew. This neighborhood gym is a bizarre and fun weekday night treat with free comedy to tickle your ribs. Join your friends from Mutiny Radio every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at Baby Blues Barbecue. Reserve your free tickets on Eventbrite to let us know you're coming to laugh.
Yee-hoo!
Hey, kids! It's your pal, Spider-Man! Sorry, Spider-Man! Mortimer Spider-Man! But I'm not swinging through the senior facility, besting Mysterio at Boggle, or getting beautifully plowed by the Rhino. I'm headed down to Mutiny Radio at the corner of 21st and Florida. They got some schlemiels doing the laugh laugh. But hey, don't be a schmuck and donate $2 to $5 on... Hold on, what is this? Let me get my glasses. The print's too small. Venmo? That's not real. What is that, Swedish? You knew that, right? This is in San Francisco. I'm drowning on. It's nap time.
The year is 2023.
Oh, I wish that laughter had value and the unexpected laugh was priceless. Worry not. True Entertainment has brought us a savior in whosthatlive.com. Oh, finally, an escape from the apocalyptic nightmare I live in.
You can go to whosthatlive.com and buy comedy tickets. And you're in a raffle, I guess.
True Productions.
Weekly comedy at the best neighborhood bar in the city. Join your friends from Mutiny Radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. at the Bar on Dolores at 29th and Dolores. Starting after any very important sports game that might happen to be on, you're guaranteed a night of laughter for free. And when paired with the drink specials and the nicest bartender in San Francisco, it'll become a Thursday ritual. Show up to Go Out for Comics, and please, reserve your free tickets on Eventbrite so we know you're coming to laugh.
There is... happy hour is when the comedy is the cheapest.
Happy hour, the most free 2 hours of hour-long comedy on the radio and internet streaming live. 2781 21st Street. Come down. Be in the audience.
Dog friendly.
We are. Mutiny Radio is absolutely dog friendly. Ooh, a dog party. Ain't no party like a dog party. Dog party at Mutiny Radio.
Every Friday, dog party at Mutiny Radio. Happy hour.
2781 21st Street. Happy hour. Mutiny Radio. .fm. Here in .sf.
Calling all crusties, punks, and posers. Pick your posteriors up off the pavement. Pack up your pins and patches and prepare to party. The Pacific Northwest Vest Fest returns this Saturday only at the SeaTac Expo Center. Whether you're a leather lover or just a denim demon, if you're looking to dress to impress for less, do not stress. You'll find all the best in pre-distressed vests right here at the Pacific Northwest Vest Fest. With over 40 vendors selling countless crossover styles, you'll find the perfect thing for your scene. Metal, thrash, Walmart, high-vis, and everything in between. All in one place. One day only. Unless it's a jacket. If you need a jacket, take your square ass somewhere else. Never pay for fabric you don't need. Ditch the sleeves, but save the rest for the Pacific Northwest Fest Fest this Saturday only at SeaTac. Bring a can of PBR, get it half price.
Daddy, Daddy, what are we gonna do today?
At 2 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon?
Oh, over there at the parklet in front of Atlas Cafe for Titans of Comedy.
That's Titans of Comedy. Apparently, they've got great sandwiches, cafe drinks, and even some of my favorite beverages, like beer, wine, and sangria. All the things I drink to forget your mother.
My new Uncle Blake says you smell like a brewery.
What did I say about interrupting me? Anywho, right here on 20th and Alabama in the Deep Mission, paired with tasty comedy from Bay Area's favorite comics.
For free!
Every Saturday, or at least the two Saturdays a month that the court mandates I have to see you.
It's sunshine! And even in a drizzle, but not too much. Hey, Daddy, remember after soccer practice when it was raining and you didn't come?
I really don't. Anywho.
You take it with the freezers.
Reservations on Eventbrite. Stuck in public schools.
In a tri-level dual world of stand-up comedy, laughter has value and the unexpected laugh is priceless. Who is that live.com comedy? Local shows on sale now. Everyone that purchases a ticket will automatically be entered into a true drawing. Who wants to focus on the genre of stand-up comedy and those that who's that? Go to whoisthatlive.com for upcoming shows.
Dada Wednesday.
Join us on a Dada journey
Wednesdays.
Into the absurd.
Dada Wednesday.
Dada Wednesday.
Dada Wednesday.
Radio Havana.
Dada Wednesday.
1109
Dada
Valencia.
Wednesday.
At 22nd.
Dada Wednesday.
In San
Dada
Francisco.
Wednesday.
The Wyatt
Dada Wednesday.
Act. Improv.
Dada Wednesday.
Comedy music.
Dada
live.
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Dada.
From 7 p.m.
Dada Wednesday.
To 10 p.m.
Panic!
as another manic depressant adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, big. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you wild? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind stays the maddest. I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villa, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the bill till then play the building. I mean literally when I say I make a killing. For my cypher, see I'm finna the bust the pipe. Original heads represent the Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying this, you and I. Bring your click so we can get stoned like family sly. Need to see I in the bush. Mighty Mateen rocking the rock, giving the push.
Never taking shorts, cause Brooklyn's the borough. Never taking shorts, cause Brooklyn's the borough.
We did it like that, and now we do it like this. We did it like that, and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys swarm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh, yes, I can. Move with the grooves, move like Geechee Dan. Who is the man?